قال لك زمان، قال لك مجار، قال لك ديتون
فريق
ورمان.
واحد الكثير من اللغات ومواضيع كثيرة وآراء مختلفة.
فيليش باهم، فيليش تيمن،
فيليش مانوغين،
ميني توبكس،
زبان‌های متفاوت، موضوعات متنوع، افکار مختلف و همه اینها در یک
دیگر
Newcomer News.
از طرف ما برای همه.
Newcomer News.
از طرف ما برای همه.
Newcomer News.
Hey, good day. Welcome to the party. This is another Wednesday, like someone was just saying, and we are back on the Newcomer News show. This is Worcestervale 96.6 FM, and we are going to be listening to some lot amounts of music. Lot. So, as we emphasize certain alphabets, we can also talk about what's happening in these days, and that's going to be some small news pieces from the Two News International, and that's going to be happening especially because it's a connection between the Two News International for some small news pieces for the show of the Newcomer News. That's the show we are on right now, and we are walking straight into something that you might really like, but it actually sounds something like this. Because we are just going to be listening to some tracks which came from the era of rap and text. Well, that was the time when rap and text was really shining before it turned into gangster rap, man. And then things were a little bit different, let's put it like that. Because the sense for lyrics went into different areas. Let's just put it like that. Right now, this is Run DMC.
And it goes a little something like this.
Thank you.
it is.
Well, so be it. This is a small piece of information coming from Goa, a place where many people go to. And in the present times, it's been happening that there are some situations which the whole world is battling. And so is Goa. So, what happened last couple of years ago was the Greta Thunberg movement against coal. And then we had the Fridays for Future, which was an offshoot from the Greta Thunberg movement. And everybody was hammer and tongs against coal for our environment, if this word means anything to us. So then we went ahead to figure out that we should be saying total no to coal, and we can actually rehabilitate our resources and have much more better inputs other than coal. And with the whole world saying no to coal, we were also having a situation in Goa where there are a couple of huge crony capitalists who are trying to keep this coal market alive ever since they have been hand in gloves with the officials and bureaucrats who have made rules and laws in a clandestine way, because there are many rules and laws that we have absolutely no clue about. So there have been these institutions which have supported these things since a couple of years because of these clandestine ways of making laws. And then we found out that there were some laws made in favor of even preserving the coal movement, and hence many things are being allowed. But in this age, right now, we can't really have coal around. And there's a huge project going on called the Sabarmala Project. This is a project which has been refuted by the previous chief ministers of this very state and have actually condemned this particular project for bringing no use whatsoever to the state economically or even resourcefully for anything, because it's basically allowing a transportation of 134 million tons of coal through the state of Goa. Now, what Goa is to us actually is a couple of nice beaches and nice places where we can go to, but nowadays you're getting also black lungs. Now, black lungs are happening because of the coal pollution, and this has been a reality. It has been detected, understood. Doctors have commented upon this situation, and yet there has been a big push from the government and the state government towards supporting coal. Now, how this happened was basically because of these clandestine laws which were built a long time ago. And now the government is actually supporting these sort of stances because they are being fed a lot of economics, let's put it like that. Because the people who are into this are some of the world's richest men. Some of the richest men on this planet. So, we actually were just getting an update that there was a huge protest about coal where more than about 10,000 people gathered in a place in Goa, and they actually just protested all through and through and condemned the government's moves and actually exposed certain things from the establishment that gave permissions to run this particular project. Now, we did a little bit of research just to figure out what were these things that that was being supported. So now, there are things being supported by the state. And this is a state supporting coal. And this is a state which is run by a particular political party. And we don't need to stop the buck there because there is, of course, the opposition. But there seems to be a majority of this political party. And that's why certain bills are getting passed. And there has been a confirmation of doubling coal transportation from 7 million tons to 14 million tons. And this permission has been given by the state government and the central government, which means India has been promoting coal from the underground side. Let's put it like that. And they have been doing this, of course, for reasons of business and things like this and to keep businesses alive because that was a reliable source of energy maybe a couple of hundred decade years ago. Yeah, we can put that figure back in the zone. But right now, as we speak, we do understand things very clearly. So let's go on to figure out what's going to happen with things like this. And while we do that, there is a song which we will play from this region of Goa, which has been for the sake of protest and saving the land and things like this. Let's see what it sounds like.
Bala, sarke vaten sol. Shetan bat pikla pol fudla mirkak shetrol handar gebun pan kuloi magi tu painyanto.
Amen. வாங்கோன் ரோயில் அரு சவுது போரி உருதா கொஞ்ச சுகுரு சத்தேல மொஜ கனார் கரே புதா
জীবিত সুখী করে শীতল কাছে বারে খাল জানাস্তা পুরে বরিয়া মোকাছ
Calm your mind with chakra-based meditation music.
Cea mâinea n-o face mire, un gotice praier, un de galvare, locuitor asa.
Yeah.
We're getting in this from a place called Goa. Welcome to Woost Valley 96.6 FM. This is the Newcomer News Radio Show. And we are here to present some news and information and anything new that's up for grabs. Well, I hope you're having a lovely day. There's been an SOS call from a place called Goa, and that's why we've been playing some songs from this place, just to get an idea that there are many people living there, and it's very nice to be going and visiting this place as well. Just the fact that right now they've been commissioning, from the legal point of view, from the state's point of view, the people who are actually running the state, the elected representatives, have been commissioning huge amounts of coal, namely about 134 million tons of coal, to pass through this particular small state. And it's also going to destroy certain really nice projects, which are also going to be destroying one of the 8 hotspot diversity areas of this planet. You see, UNESCO has allocated certain places which are like the Amazons all over the world, which give us rain, which are like the rainforests. And some of these happen to fall in this place called Goa, which is the Western Ghats. Now there will be a railway line crossing this particular hotspot for the whole world, and it will be crossing only to transport coal. That's it. For no other reason. So this is the reason that many people have been protesting, and we've been wanting to shut this project down. Of course, it's going to be shut down no matter what. There's already a court case being put against it, and there seems to have been evidence that there have been permissions given by the state. So there was a huge hue and cry, and the courts have taken notice of this, and of course things will be falling back in place. It was not a very nice situation to be told one thing and to be doing the other from the political side of the fence. So we just need to look out for the governments and the people who run this place in Goa, and from India especially, when we are not really going to be backing coal and production of coal, because we don't need any more coal in this world. And this has also been agreed on by many other countries, in fact almost the whole world by now. And we are still to get some support from state institutions, looks like, in a place like Goa. And apart from that news piece, here gets promoted another song from this place. And after that, we will be playing some more songs from this place, which you might actually be very, very familiar with. In fact, more familiar than what's playing right now.
She photo time. શેનોફી સાંથ્યો ગોબાય
ઓય તાતી ચેડવા કેટલી ઉશારા સાય
કોણો તુજે ઇતલી સ્તી આસ્તેલી પણ કામા ખુશાર ગોબાય
That's it. We'll be right back.
Yes, that ended. And we can go on to the next part of the show, which is going to happen in the next 2 minutes. It's about to be 1 hour already. And we've been playing some music. And guess what? We've been playing some music just from this one single place called Goa. Yes, there was a lot of music which came from the earlier years. Then there was some music which came from the more recent ones. And there were more remixes. And then finally, there was the Psytrance, which is why everybody calls it a Goa party. Or it's Goa music. Well, that's because Psytrance was first played in this place called Goa. And yes, in this place, incidentally, also is one of the 8 hotspots of this planet, wherein things like rainfall actually happen to other parts of the world because of rainforests, just like the Amazon. So there are these forests in this part of Goa, which is actually being suffocated for coal, because there might be a double-tracking coal line passing through this thing and destroying all of this flora and fauna just for the sake of transporting coal. So there was a huge protest the other day in this place called Goa, not only to protect it for themselves, but to also protect it for the entire planet, because this is something which may be seen as an increasingly nicer and a more smarter thing to do, that not to get into coal production increasingly. Well, having said that, we are actually still in danger of having a lot of coal transport go through this particular small tiny state, and there have been medical reports to prove things like cancer and coal lungs, which are not very healthy.